Jane, can you begin by describing the need to have standards of production and distribution in the cannabis industry?
I'll start just by, for your listeners who may not have heard of the American Herbal Products Association, we are a national trade association that serves the herbal products industry. And in 2010, our scope expanded to establish a cannabis committee, and they were charged with addressing issues related to safe use and responsible commerce of legally marketed products derived from cannabis species. And so many states were starting to legalize for medical use of cannabis. And the, you know, in terms of the needs for standards and best practices, the objective of the cannabis committee's recommendations is to provide a framework really for a couple of elements. One, to ensure the quality of cannabis and cannabis products that are being used either medically or for adult, legal adult use. And also to ensure informed access with appropriate labeling and disclosure of information such as any testing that may have been done on the cannabis itself. And it seems in a lot of jurisdictions, the cannabis industry is really out ahead of the regulations that exist, and states are kind of in a catch-up mode in terms of putting in place regulations that really address topics such as product quality.
This is highly specialized information, and the American Herbal Products Association has a long history with non-cannabis herbal products. Tell us how these cannabis standards were formed and how they may reflect the legacy of your association.
You've drawn a very good parallel there, because really in terms of product quality, many of the best practices that have been used for a long time in the conventional herbal product industry are also applicable to the cannabis industry. So it was really an issue of, you know, taking established practices and tailoring them to meet the needs of the cannabis industry. So our cannabis committee took in developing the recommendations, they really used benchmarks from the conventional herbal products industry, such as good agricultural practices and good manufacturing practices that might be used in the food and the dietary supplements industry, and then supplemented that with elements that are unique to the cannabis industry.
I imagine the federal government has a big role in regulating the herbal products industry through the FDA and otherwise.
Yes, you're absolutely correct, yes.
And is that sort of a big vacuum in terms of an industry moving forward, that there aren't these sort of overarching federal standards that are in place for most other industries?
Well, that's part of the reason that our cannabis committee saw the need for the documents that they produced, because there is that vacuum right now, because there's still a federal prohibition in place, but yet many states are legalizing this industry. So, until something happens to change that tension there, hopefully the documents that we've produced will help fill that void.
I suppose then the larger question is, for your group, how do you get stakeholders and regulators to adopt these recommendations?
I've worked in standards-related initiatives for about 20 years across several different industries. And, you know, the common theme that I take away from working in the particular area, that regardless of the industry, having established standards promotes consistency and enhances credibility. And when it's a regulated industry, that also helps support compliance of that industry. So even though our documents were written with the regulatory community as the intended audience, you know, the industry can also use these documents as a kind of a measuring stick for themselves for the purposes of self-regulation. Our document, they're intended to be living documents. We'll continue to develop them. We welcome feedback from the industry if they would like to review them. The documents are available on our website, which is www.thehta.org.
Well, Jane Wilson, I want to thank you so much for taking time to chat with Cannabis Radio News.
Thank you very much, Brian.